So do people know that you and dated and then you guys had a falling out?
No, people don't know that.
Oh so, my God, I heard it first.
People don't know that. I'm actually going to go visit him at his place in about a week.
Are you currently single?
Yeah. Oh, ha.
Hi guys, I'm Belle Benson. Welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday with me, baddies. So today, my amazing guest, her name is Carly Lawrence. What a beautiful, easy name to pronounce. I did not even mispronounce. Am I right? Did I say right?
It is. No, you said it right. You said it completely right. It's actually not my last name. Wasn't my last name at birth.
Oh yeah, same actually.
What? Really? Mm-hmm. My real last name at birth was Gaylord, and nobody knows that. Isn't that crazy?
Gaylord?
Gaylord.
So I understand why you changed it.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Like my brother was getting bullied for it. I was getting bullied for it. So yeah, changed it. Had my mom's last name now, but I was born Carly Gaylord.
What? That sucks. Who? I'm trying to think of that last name.
No, okay, because it was Golubac because I'm Polish. And then when my grandpa came over from Poland to Canada, they changed it to make it seem like more like English so people could pronounce it. So that's why I have this on my wrist. No one's always asking about my tattoos. That's what it says. I can't really see it.
Gaylord?
Mm-hmm. Well, it says Golubac, my Polish last name.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. But they came to the English places and they were like, they didn't know what the definition.
Exactly. Of Gaylord, so they're like, was. We have to make it seem more like generic. So Gaylord, yeah.
They're like, this is going to be a sick last name. Like the rest of our family is going to thank us for this last name. And they're like, let's go with Gaylord.
No, I know. And now like, it sucks. Like my brother can't carry on the last name. Like he's going to be carrying on my mom's last name. So my dad's last name just died out.
Oh, wow. That does suck. Yeah. My real last name was Cohen. And I legally changed it years ago.
Why did you change it?
I changed it when I started daddy issues because my dad asked me out of respect for the family. So they wouldn't since I was like daddy issues and that's kind of a little disrespectful to my dad. And also because my dad's so traumatized from being a Jew from communist Russia, because my dad also like looks very Jewish and he's brown and very Jewish looking. And he had a very tough upbringing being Jewish. So he is so traumatized and has so much PTSD of how they've treated him and his family for being Jews in Russia that he just believed that if I had a Jewish last name, people would come after me for it, which is so insane. Yeah. But that's just like the PTSD. So he begged me to change my last name. So then I wouldn't be quote unquote prosecuted for being a Jew. And like,
so you have your mom's last name or did you come up with your last name?
Oh, are we interviewing me?
Sorry.
No, I'll tell you. It's funny because when I created Daddy Issues, it was the reason she's mild. It was Smile to Her Ego is because I was so I was an accountant. I was so depressed when I created Daddy Issues that it was this girl that I thought she was everything I could never be. She was like this really, really cool girl. So I never thought I could be someone like this really cool girl that's Daddy Issues. So I wrote about her. And when I was really like depressed and whatever, like I wrote about this girl that was just like, party hard, like had all this money, was like rich, was doing drugs, fucking every guy, and like every guy wanted her, and she was just like, I don't care, like life is like she was just so cool. And I wrote about her, and when I wrote about her life, her mom was from America and her dad was British. And they got a divorce when she was 3. And I like researched where her dad was born and I researched where supposedly she was born, which was somewhere in England. And then I Googled for the most popular English last names. Benson was one of them. So I was like, she'll keep my first name, which is Violet. My full name is Violetta. I'm like, and her last name will be a British last name because her dad's British.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. The more
cool,
I continue.
Though, because you researched it. You went into it. That's cool. I love that.
Yeah. And the more I continue daddy issues, the more I was like, oh, I am becoming daddy issues. Like I am this cool girl. Like, cause I am. So like, so then the more I continued daddy issues, the more I was like, okay, she is me now. So then I kind of just became her. And then I kept the last name and I legally changed it.
Good for you.
Did you legally change
your
last name?
Makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Pardon? Did you legally change your last name?
Yeah. My last name's Lawrence. My parents changed it when I was younger. I didn't do
it. Okay. Oh, that's cool. You see, so okay, we both have some cool stuff.
We do. Interesting girls, gals.
How many tattoos do you have?
6.
What does your 1964 tattoo mean?
My mom's birthday.
Aww.
So my first tattoo ever was my butterfly on my hip, and my dad has lupus. He's an autoimmune disease.
My mom has Crohn's disease. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's okay. No, but still, that's still a big thing. Yeah, my dad has lupus. So, and the symbol is a butterfly. So I got butterfly from my hip for my dad. Then I got his last name. So I was like, okay, I'm leaving my mom out. So I got 1964, but it all came off. I got it redone.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's 3.
Yeah, 3. And then I have a bee for my dog Benji.
Aww.
And for Barb. And then I have a butterfly in my finger. And then I have one on my ankle.
What is the one on your ankle?
It's so bad. I don't know. It's like a wing.
For?
I just did it random. I was in Miami and I got them all done pretty much at the same time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got all my hands done in one day.
Oh, are you going to get any more? Are you going to get one for Too Tired to Be Crazy?
Wait, what did you say?
Fucking, are you going to get one for Too Hot to Handle?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't think, maybe like the year I did Too Hot to Handle, something like that, but I would never get like Too Hot to Handle on my body.
On your back.
Imagine Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, no, I love tattoos. I want to get so many. I like piercings. I just have so many piercings too. I have my tongue pierced, my boobs pierced, belly button pierced. I did my ears and my cartilage. I had everything.
Do you still have your boobs pierced?
I have one, my left one.
Me too.
Do you actually? My right one got swallowed by someone. Like he was sucking my tit, and then the next morning we woke up and we couldn't find my nipple ring anywhere. And we're like, oh my God, he definitely swallowed it.
Oh my God, he has a memory of you for the rest of his life.
Oh, it's probably still stuck in there somewhere. I wonder if he pooped it out. I never asked.
So how did you put it back in? Because it's really, like, once you take out the...
I left it out, so that's why only my left one out.
Oh.
Yeah, so he slurped it out of this one, and then I woke up, and by the time I woke up, of course, it was gone.
That is a real, like, I did not expect that story. Like, what a crazy story. It's like, yeah, I used to have 2. I have 1 because this one guy sucked on my tit, and he swallowed. He liked me so much.
My metal. So yeah, I have my one left one.
Yeah, I only have 1. I've always only had 1. I have 1 because basically it was a dare, and I wanted my friend to get her boob pierced because I heard it's really painful, and she has really big sensation in her tits. And she was like, okay, I'm only going to get it if you get it. And because for some reason I just wanted to watch her suffer, I did not even care about me going through it, that I was like, okay, bet. So I sat down to get my nipple pierced just so I can watch her afterwards. That's how much I wanted to watch her suffer. I don't know what she did to me, but I was just dying to see it. Like, I'm such a Scorpio. And I sat there and I looked at her with a straight face while they were piercing my tit. And I smiled with a straight face, did not show any pain. And then she was like, oh my God. So you felt nothing? I was like, easy breezy. And then she did it.
It was so painful.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would never do it again. It was the most painful piercing I've ever had in my whole life. I would never do it again. And I, you know what? I didn't used to like my nipples. So that's why I got it. Because I was like, my boobs were like, I don't even know. I just didn't like my boobs. And I was like, look, if I can accessorize them, maybe I'll feel more confident about them. And now I'm like, fuck it. I like my body. I love my body now.
Well, you are really hot. But wait, so did you like your boobs more now than when you got them pierced? Or?
Yeah, so I did like my boobs more when I got them pierced. But now I'm like, I feel like I've grown into my boobs. Because everyone in my family is huge. My mom has huge boobs. And I think it was just... they were growing at a different pace, the boob and the nipple, but they're good now. They look good. Now they're normal. But yeah.
Everyone, first of all, guys love boobs. It doesn't matter what your boobs look like. Because I get really weird. Like I've always talked about being insecure, like a little about my vagina. Cause I like seen how the vaginas are in porn and they're like insanely tucked in. And mine, like I always explain that it's always peeking its head a little. Like I can tuck it in, but like it peaks its head a little.
I tuck it in.
Because it wants to join the party, but she's a little shy and she's like, what's happening? And that's my little vulva. And
I know it happens.
I know, but then I always, like, I've talked about me then feeling insecure about my vagina, and then like I get weird about guys going down on me because it feels really private and personal. But then I always remember, like, guys are just so excited to be invited to the party that's your naked body. And like
no one's judging you as much as you're judging yourself ever. And that's the thing. Girls and like, guys pick themselves apart too. Like everyone just, it's sad. Like everyone just feels so, I think everyone just inspects their body so much and we forget like our body's beautiful at the end of the day, like what it does, like
exactly.
Beautiful, you know?
Right. And like, they're just so excited. They're like, titties, pussy. Yeah.
Like, they're not like, fucking go.
Oh shit. Like, I get to have sex with this girl.
I get nervous too. I get nervous too. And I was on like, the show that I was on, it was like, boobs were everywhere. And I was like, hey, I think I remember in the house, I was like the one girl that I never showed my boobs to the guys. Cause like the girl's like, you're on a hot house and everyone has their pants off and their titties out. And I was like always changing the corner.
Aww.
That's okay. It happened. No, I got over. I'm working through it. It's normal. But yeah, I've always felt like that too. I was like, ugh.
Well, yeah, it's one thing to feel self-conscious about your body. It's another thing about to feel self-conscious about your body. And you're on a TV show that's broadcast to millions and millions of people. So like, yeah, you're not only do you judge your own body, your castmates may judge your own body. And you know that everyone on TV is going to judge your body. Like, that's
legit. There's cameras everywhere. Like, you don't have an inch of space to yourself in that house. Like,
did you have an idea you were going to be on Too Hot to Handle? Because you know how they make it seem like it's a surprise. Like, were you that surprised?
To be honest, I was. So I had watched the first season before I went. I had heard about it, obviously, because it was huge. But I hadn't watched everything and I had no idea. And also like the DM. So I got casted through a DM. So a random guy messaged me and I was like, this is probably fake. I didn't think anything of it. And then also like, I was kind of like, who would cast me for Too Hot to Handle? You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even a thought in my head that like I could even be on a show like that. Like, I just never even knew like how my life is like, is growing now, like, and everything.
Have you seen
my
nipples? Why would you cast me?
Like, yeah, like I was like I was just kind of like, wait. So like, I swear, when I totally mean this when I say this, I honestly thought it was Pretty in Paradise. And the biggest like for me is like, I didn't bring pretty clothes. I didn't bring nice stuff. I didn't bring lots of makeup. Like the makeup girl had to buy me makeup in Turks and Caicos because like there was just so much shit that I didn't bring because I was like, look, I'm gonna be getting wasted and puking on my clothes. I'm not gonna bring really nice stuff. So I didn't like, I literally had no idea. I was like, I'm gonna be vomiting on my crap. I don't care what it looks like. I brought like denim shorts, like, and the girls were all like in dresses and stuff. And I was like, oh, like what I had, to, like I had like a really little bit of stuff like to wear.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I brought one eyeshadow palette with two colors in it.
Yeah. I don't really wear makeup either. I mean, it looks like I do right now. Hey baddies, today's episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy is brought to you by Humble CBD. I'm so thankful for my sponsors. Because of them, I'm able to deliver and give you a podcast episode every single week. So definitely make sure to take a listen and to check out my sponsors. Specifically, by the end of this episode, you can check out the description to see all the discount codes and everything that has to do with my sponsors. So anyway, life is super hectic. Trust me, don't I know it. And it's so easy to get caught up in work, relationships, shitty friends, or taking care of your kids, or whatever else you have going on with your life. And it's so easy to forget to have any time for self-care. You know, I know that sometimes my life gets so busy that I don't take good care of myself, that I get really bad allergies because I'm not taking care of my emotional self and I'm super stressed out. And instead, I pretend like it's not happening. And then I suddenly have eczema all over my eyes because my face is like, hey, V, you're still stressed out. We didn't forget. And that's where Humble CBD comes in, because it's so important to remember to stay grounded, to remember to take care of yourself. And Humble CBD is here to help you. Based out of Southern California, Humble makes insanely great hemp-derived CBD products for any occasion. And today, this week, just for my listeners, Humble is now offering 25% off of your first order. That's right. All you have to do is use my promo code VIOLET to save on your entire order site-wide. Head over to humblecbd.com and choose any products that meet your needs. Humble is committed to helping you stay grounded no matter what life brings you. Their line of CBD products is geared to help you focus, relax, recover, and so much more. So what are you waiting for? Get 25% off of your first order when you use my code VIOLET and humblecbd.com. Stay grounded with Humble CBD and remember to check out the episode description to learn more. Love you, baddies. What did you go to college?
I did. I went to two different colleges. I have a advanced diploma in business marketing.
You have a diploma in business marketing. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So what profession were you studying to do?
Well, I actually got accepted to psychology. So I originally got accepted to a university for psychology, but then I was like, I didn't really know what I was going to do with that. And also I was like, I can't commit to 4 years. I'm really bad at making long-term commitments. Like, that's like me with relationships too. So I'm like, 4 years. Whew. And then I'm like, what's generic? What can I use for everything? Business. So I was like, you know what? It's 2 years. If I hate it, I'll do the 2 years. I'm not going to do a full four. So I did business marketing, and then I ended up really liking it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I studied marketing in school too, but then I changed my major. I had to. My dad told me.
Did you like it or no? I guess you didn't like it then.
I didn't like school in general. Like, school was never my thing. Yeah. I only went to school because my dad made me, and I graduated university. I went to Cal State, and I graduated university in 3 years. So I went from 17 to 20 with a double major. I have a degree in accounting, and I have a degree in business law.
Accounting. Oh my God. That a girl. Yeah. I didn't mind accounting. Honestly, I had to take accounting classes and I liked it. Like, I actually didn't mind accounting at all, but I couldn't do it full time. I don't know how you could do that much accounting. My one class was enough.
Yeah, I don't know. People are really weird in America in general about like math and accounting. I don't understand why people are so weird about it, but I guess that's why accountants and math tutors will forever have a job. So I guess it works out.
Honestly, they will. That's amazing. Did you ever use it or no?
Did I ever use it?
Like your like accounting degree?
Yeah, I was an accountant before I became Daddy Issues.
Oh my God, what? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, fucking Google it, okay? It's like an easy Google search. Are you serious? Wild. I'm kidding.
I'm a girl. She goes from an accountant to 4.1. How many followers? 4.1 million or something like that.
How dare you not know who I am?
I'm a girl. You got a lot of followers on that thing. It was so funny when you posted the bug of me and Chase and the engagement on that. I was like, holy crap. That was wild. Like, that post was like, you made it go viral. Like, I knew it was going to go viral anyways, but I was like, seeing it, I was like, holy crap.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you for saying that. I posted it like also at 10 p.m. So I didn't even know if the post would go viral. I commented on it.
Pardon? You DM'd me after. I had commented on it.
Oh, you did? Okay. You
know, I commented on it being like, at Chase, we made it. Like, Daddy Issues. The comment's still there. We made it. Daddy Issues posted us like that. And then the next day you had followed me. And I was like, I wonder if that's why you found me.
No, it's because I was watching the show. And like, whenever I watch any show, and if I get into it, reality shows normally, I will then get like invested in one of the castmates in a way that normally that is my first thought process. What is their zodiac sign? I'm trying to figure it out. And then I literally DM'd you and I was like, what's your zodiac sign? So nothing to do with the fact that it happened to be that I saw the meme and then I forgot about the meme. And when I was watching the show, you were my favorite castmate on it.
All right.
So then I was like, oh, what's your zodiac sign?
Yeah, you did ask me that. What did you think? I was a Scorpio or something?
No, I'm a Scorpio. I thought you were a Libra or like some fun sign, but then you were like, I'm a Gemini. So I was like, okay, that's
Geminis are usually pretty crazy.
Pretty outgoing. Like, they like to rave. They like they're really indecisive. They get bored really easily.
I've never really dated Geminis. I've only dated Virgos. Like, every guy I've ever dated, it's the weirdest thing. Every guy, like 99% of the guys I've dated are Virgos. Uh-huh. And then I think both Chase and Joey on the show are both Geminis, which is wild because I go from being with all these Virgos and then the two guys in the house, the two Geminis I'm with. I'm pretty sure they're both Geminis.
Was there a lot on the show that we didn't see?
To be honest, like, well, I mean, eating. That's like, it's so funny when I see cameras, like, did they eat? Yes, we ate. We ate a lot. There was always good food. I guess like eating for sure. And then not really, like, there's of course, like, they can't fit everything. And we filmed for four weeks. And there's only 10 episodes. So there was like a lot of stuff, I guess. It's hard to say, like, it just depends. Like, there were some things that I guess didn't make sense to add it into the storyline about our relationships, you know? So like to put in, if someone thought like he was hot or she was hot or whatever, it just didn't make sense with who we were like coupled up with. So like things like that weren't added in, but for the most part, it was pretty true. Like, I was 100% true to myself on the show. And
cause like Francesca from season one, Too Tired to Handle, she told me like all the things actually happened on the show. So there was like a lot of stuff that happened that like we would never have known. There was like so much side drama. Then when she told me, I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like, people wanted to go home. Like, there was like really crazy stuff. So that's why I was just curious if on the second season, it was kind of the same thing where there was because some people on season one really didn't get along. And then when you see them hating each other, you're kind of like, oh, that's weird. But really, there was like a whole back end story to why those two people weren't getting along.
Of course. And this is another thing too. And like we're put, like, literally I got off the plane. A girl was there, grabbed my phone from me, took me in a truck, took me to a random place in Turks and Caicos, didn't know who I was with, where I was, no contact with the outside world, and put in the house for 2 weeks with one girl. So because we had to do, because COVID. So I'm on a random island with someone I don't know. Then I go right from that house, literally in the car. I didn't see the island, literally from that car to straight into the house. And then I'm in a house, put in a house with 10 random people, of course there's always going to be people that just don't get along. That's just life. And you know, like I get, you get shoved in a room, it's like five random girls and five random guys. There's always going to be people that just don't get along, and that's normal. That's fine. You're not going to vibe with everyone, you know?
Yeah. Who was your favorite person in the house?
Okay. So guy wise, Nathan.
Okay.
That is one thing that people didn't actually see. So yes, I will go back to that. You never got to see how close me and Nathan were at a friendship. Everyone in the house knew how close we were, but online, nobody knows how close we really were. Like, he was my best friend in the house. He kept me grounded for sure on the show, because there was always like, maybe like girl drama, or maybe like, you know, feeling left out or things like that. And Nathan always made me feel good. Like, I was always like, I know Nathan will always have my back in the house. Melinda too. Me and Melinda are really close since the show. The first night actually in the house, me and Melinda got into a really big fight, and we had our cameras and our mics taken off of us, and producers made us go like hash it out. Like, it was bad. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, they catch it. Your camera and mic, they hear, this is the thing, they hear and see everything.
That's usually how, in my opinion, two girls become good friends. Like, I feel like a lot of my friends, it starts with, I fucking hate this girl. We're fighting it out. And then it's like that fight gets you closer or something.
Yeah, 100%. And after that, then we're like, okay, now we fucking love each other. And then it's good because I see on the show, you can see our friendship. And it's nice because on Twitter, we get these tweets, and on TikTok, we get these comments like, their friendship's so great. And I'm like, oh, I love that people can see that. I wish people could see me and Nathan a bit more too, because we had a really great friendship. But I love knowing that, like, people can see me and Melinda were good. But it was funny because, yeah, we didn't start like that. We started like clashing right away.
I looked up her sign. She's a Taurus.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. I talk to her every day. She's like my girl. She's one girl that, like, I know she'll have my back with everything.
Where does she live?
She lives in New York.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah. She lives in New York. Yeah.
I'm going to be with her soon. I think a bunch of us are going to book a house in LA. Like, a bunch of the season two people. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Who is your least favorite person on the show?
I wouldn't say I have like one least favorite person. Like, I honestly wouldn't. I would say there's definitely some people I talk to more than others, but that's just because there's just different personality traits. You can't expect to like everyone, you know. In high school, it's the same thing. Like, you're not going to like every single person. And I think that just makes you more real, honestly.
Do you love true crime podcasts, but also love podcasts that make you laugh? If so, let me tell you about Obsessed with Disappeared. Hosts Patrick Hines and Ellen Marsh are obsessed with stories about people who have vanished. Each week, they tell one of these crazy stories by recapping an episode of their favorite show, ID's Disappeared. Patrick and Ellen have been best friends for 20 years, so the episodes are full of the kind of banter, wit, and loving jabs that only best friends can get away with. Obsessed with Disappeared has over 5,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, with listeners raving about everything from the top-notch true crime storytelling to the hilarious commentary. One reviewer even called the podcast an audio antidepressant. Another remarked that it's her new weekly go-to podcast because the show is just so funny that she can get her true crime fix, but without the nightmares. So if you're serious about true crime, but also love to laugh, check out Obsessed with Disappeared. It's like hanging out with your new true crime best friend. So check it out. I'll tell you why you were my favorite on the show. Because first of all, you came in and you were like this really fun, like free spirit person. So of course, that personality trait is a personality trait I always love to see in other people, because I'm a little more of an introvert. To someone who I always want to be like. So right away, I was like, that's my spirit animal, because that's who I always wish I was more like, versus being in my home and with my cat. You were really outgoing. And then the reason I feel like I fell in love with you on the show was because I got to see a realer side of you, where you felt really hurt and you were open about it. So like the next day, you needed like your alone time, and you were kind of crying about it, and you were like, I don't get to have my own space. Like, I don't have my own time. Like, I need to deal with my emotions. And I thought that was just like so beautiful, because you were feeling, and we all got to see that, and it made it so real. And then I felt like I could really connect with you, because I'm like, okay, I go through those emotions too. And she's not pretending like she's fine. Like, what happened to her fucking sucked. You know?
No, 100%. And that's one thing too. And then me and Chase obviously talk all the time. And he sent me an article today saying like I was faking having feelings. And one thing you don't see off camera, that night when Tabitha jumped in his bed and I was with Joey, I left that room. I didn't sleep that night. I was in and out of that room crying. I sat with one of the workers there, like one of the people on set with us, for about an hour outside. One of the producers came up and sat with me outside because of literally I couldn't stop crying. I was so upset. Like, and this is the thing, you feel it out more. Maybe back home, like in Toronto, if a guy pisses me off, I'm not stuck in a room with him watching him move on. You know what I mean? So I can walk away from it. But in the house, I couldn't. So I felt it. So when people say it's fake feelings, people don't make me cry. Nothing makes me cry. Okay. Like nothing. I barely cry as it is. And so I was like, no, I had feelings for this guy. I did. I genuinely was hurt by him. I was genuinely upset. I mean that when I say that.
No, I believe you. I mean, like, exactly. Like, it's one thing where you're like, okay, whatever, this person bruised my ego. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm going to go out. I'm going to party. I'm not going to think about it. Instead, you're just literally like, okay, cool. I second ago, I thought you cared about me. There's already another girl in your bed. You're going to be a little child, Gemini male, and do what you got to do. And like, I just have to be here and like watch it. Like, that sucks.
Yeah. No, it was a lot. But also, you know what? I think being in that situation, one thing that I realized is like facing it actually made me get over it way quicker. Because I think with breakups, you can kind of ignore it, F off, you ignore each other for a couple weeks, you don't see each other. But with Chase, it was like, no, I have to go through this because I got to film with the guy in probably about an hour. I have to film with him doing something. Yeah. I don't get that time to get away from him. So I felt out every emotion. I cried. I was upset. I never was upset with Tabitha about it ever. We had a really good chat. They didn't air it, but we had a really good chat after the workshop. And I was like, look, I'm sorry you had to see that. Because when I gagged him and I was going at him, I was like, I didn't want her to think like it was about her. You know what I mean? I'd only known her I probably talked to her for 5 seconds before that. So I was like, look, girl, I don't want you to think it's ever an attack on me. This is 100% about him.
The girls in the show I thought were actually very mature the way you guys would handle things. Like, I was always very impressed the way you guys would not attack the other female on the show. And you'd be like, hey, can we talk about this? Like, wait, what happened? Tell me. And then you'd be like, okay, I'm hurt because this guy owes me something, not you. And that's a very like mature grown up mentality that a lot of women don't experience until they're older.
And I started to really like Tabitha, honestly. I thought she was cool. I thought she was funny. She made me fuck him up. The last day after we were done filming, the next morning, me and her, there's like, I have videos on my phone and we're like joking around and having fun. And I really grew to like her. Like, I really did. It had nothing to do with her. Me and Chase, that history was completely had nothing to do with her. It would just suck. She got put in the middle of it.
Yeah. But it was kind of funny that like, that was really crazy to watch it firsthand. I'm sure Chase is a nice guy, but it felt funny. Funny in a way that it was like, we got to watch firsthand karma.
Like, yeah, that was really interesting. There's so many memes about that right now and stuff. Like, people like coming at him, like, you got your karma, and, like the TikToks and stuff. And I was like, the worst karma ever was just like losing me in general. That's how I look at it. It wasn't like, I feel bad. Like, it's like Tabitha, like, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't mean to be mean. She was legit, I think, there to have a good time.
If it wasn't going to be Tabitha,
yeah,
it would have been someone else. Yeah. That's the end of the day. It's up to the guy. If it wasn't going to be her, it would have been some other girl that would have been like,
exactly,
the quote unquote, the victim being put in the middle. So 100%. It wasn't her. It was you between you and Chase. No, it wasn't her.
Yep.
And Chase acted childish.
I'm happy she did it. I look at that. I'm like, atta girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know that happened. So that's crazy. So I didn't know that she had said that. In my head, in that house, I was like, oh, she really likes him. Like, I thought she really did like him. So I didn't know until after I watched it back. And I was like, oh, she didn't even care. But like, I didn't even care if she cared. I was just like, whatever, it is what it is. Like, if they're going to end up together, they're going to end up together.
I literally, like, my jaw dropped when they were like at the dinner. And she's just like punch after punch. She's just like, I don't like you like that. It's just a holiday.
She's a party girl.
She's like, I try to fuck your friend.
Fucking fun. Yeah. She's fun. She's a fun girl.
She seems really fun.
No, she is fun. She is fun.
That's her sign.
I think she's freaking the best. And I think the timing was good. And I think it needed to happen. Then another girl came in and I was like, whoa, I had to see it, you know?
Wait, what's her zodiac sign? Do you know? You probably don't know.
I have no idea. No, I have no idea. She's all the way in the UK too. And that's another thing that's hard is like a lot of the cast is based in the UK. So I don't like, it's hard to see, you know what I mean? Like, we're all living our own lives around the world. I'm the only Canadian from the show. So.
Wow.
I'm by myself. Yeah.
Do you regret what happened between you and Chase? Like, do you feel like, because I was kind of confused how it went from it looked like you guys had a really lovey-dovey relationship to suddenly it went to that one scene when you were like, you don't compliment me, you don't do this. And then, of course, he was just like, as a guy who's like 20 years old would do, was like, this is a lot for me. Your emotions are a little too much. I'm going to back off. Yeah. It's not easy anymore. Oh, no.
It was like, I don't regret anything because like I think I came out of that like stronger. I really do. I was like, yeah, I came out of it really good. I guess it was just like, there was stuff that, I guess you didn't see it was like off camera. Like he wasn't like, when we were like in the lunchroom, like we weren't really talking. And then as soon as like we were around people, that's when we'd be like most lovey-dovey. And I was like, look, I need to feel good all the time. You know, like I don't want to feel like it's only sometimes you like me and sometimes you don't. And then I do watch it back, and in his interviews, he was really nice about me. And I had no idea, because they won't tell you what they're saying about you. So when I go to my interviews and my girl was in the room that I was shot from me, I'm like, does he like me? Because I'm nervous to put my heart out there and like be like, I love this guy. And then I watch it back and he's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, I never want to be like that. So I was just like, does he like me? She's like, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. So I think I also did never let myself 100% get into it. Because I was always in the back of my head like, eh, what if he doesn't like me? What if he's saying he doesn't like me? And I don't want to look stupid on online, you know, and I'm like in love with this guy that doesn't look at me.
Yeah. Do you think there's ever going to be a chance that you guys will rekindle your little fling?
I get this. So we get this so much. Me and him both get so many DMs about it. It's so hard to say, because after the show, and this is not something that I've talked about online or anything, after the show, I dated Joey.
Okay.
Yeah, so I met him on the show and I actually did end up dating him. I went and spent New Year's with him in Miami and Chase was there, which was weird. Yeah, I was with Joey for a couple months.
When was the show filmed?
Pardon?
How long ago was the show filmed? I think I missed that part.
It was done last December.
Okay, I missed that.
For New Year's. And then I spent New Year's there, and me and Joey, and then me and Joey had a really big falling out. That's like a different story. But I don't know, like watching it back, I was like, oh, I didn't know Chase was so nice about me. Like, I didn't know, like, up until the show came out, I was like, hey, he didn't have this for me watching. I'm like, oh, I think he did. Like, I do think at some point he did.
That's what sucks when people have different love languages. Like, I bet you the way your love language is, which is words of affirmation, is not Chase's love language. So Chase thought it was probably so easy breezy about like, yeah, of course. Like, I think she's great. So he was talking about it to everyone else and not to you, because to him, words of affirmation don't mean as much. It's just like, obviously I like her. And then he was doing other things to show you that he like cares about you, and you weren't getting the words of affirmation. So you're like, obviously he doesn't care about me, because he's not telling to my face how he feels.
No, legit. I think that's the best way you could put it. Like, honestly, I think the way you put it is the best way you could put it. Like, I didn't even really think of it like that. 100%. Like, what I needed to, and I'm like really cuddly, and I remember like trying to cuddle him and he just wouldn't cuddle me. And then Tabitha came in the house and right away he was cuddling her in the bed. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I've been asking for this. People in the house knew I'd been asking him to be like.
But that meant if you wanted to cuddle with him so bad, and then the first night he met a person that he didn't know, a stranger, and he held her, that means that's also not his love language, because it didn't, that's how much there was no intimacy and he was able to do it. Meaning it doesn't mean that's not intimacy for him.
And we did have a close relationship. Like, I look back online, I'm like, oh, like we were, you know, but I don't know. I think everything's open. Like, I'm not close. I never close any doors really.
So do people know that you and Joey dated and then you guys had a falling out?
No, people don't know that.
Oh my God, I heard it first.
It's you're the first. No, people don't know that. I'm actually going to see him. I'm going to go visit him in Miami at his place in about a week.
Oh, I don't know really? That either. Mm-hmm. So you guys had a falling out and now you're trying to have a friendship. With your private parts.
I don't know if he thinks it's a friendship.
Okay.
I don't even know what I think it is. I think we're both like, with everything that's come out, and then also like he can see Chase interacting with me online and stuff. So I think we're all, it's just weird. It's all like, just like big love triangles, I feel like. I don't even know.
You guys all went through an experience like no one else, like you and the rest of your castmates will forever have this one experience and no one else can relate to, that only you guys have been through. So I think that would always connect you the most. So I think that part is like, and now you're all going through together at the same time, like the fame, the attention, the mean comments, and like you guys are, you have is one another. So it makes sense that you guys are all getting close. And I'm sure it must be hard for Joey to even see the closeness that you have with Chase. But like, you guys probably can't help it, because you and Chase been through something no one else will ever be able to experience.
Literally. And like, when stuff's happened, or if I'm upset about stuff online, like Chase is honestly the first person I call, because he's gone through it. Like, even before this, he did have a falling. He's like, Carly, you got to get a thicker backbone. People are going to say stuff. But honestly, for the most part, 99% of my messages are actually really positive, which I was so shocked about. I thought I was going to get tons of trolls and really mean people, but honestly, my messages are so kind. I'm so blessed. Like, I really am. Like, my messages are really nice.
I think like when you get to see someone have feelings on a show, like it really humanizes them. And I mean, like, I can't imagine what something means someone can say to you. Like, you literally got to be so vulnerable in front of millions of people, and you cried and you got your heart broken a little bit. Like, I mean, like that's deep. Like most people can't do that, you know?
Yeah, I remember crying and I was like, oh God, like I'm going to be so embarrassed when this comes out. But like, again, I don't have regrets from it. Like I cried, like I said, I was 100% myself on that show. I don't look at it and go, oh, I was acting there. Oh, I didn't want to do that. No, if I didn't want to do that, or if I didn't want to be with that person or kiss that person, I wouldn't have done it. Like everything that I did, I wanted to do with Chase or with Joey. Like I meant that.
Why did you have a falling out with Joey after you guys tried to like date?
Honestly, I think we just both weren't ready for like a serious relationship. And like he was in Miami and I was still in Toronto. COVID was going on. Like we weren't being able, we couldn't really travel back and forth. Like the borders had like closed here. Kind of. So it was like, it was long distance. And we're both so focused on before the show coming out. Like I was really focused on just myself. And I think he was doing the exact same thing, but now it's like, we can travel. We're doing stuff together. We want to, you know what I mean?
Oh, so you guys like each other again?
I don't think I ever like stopped.
Aw.
I know.
So you like him more than you like Chase?
You don't see us on camera that much.
I know.
Our relationship, mine and Chase's was out in the world to see, and mine and Joey's was like everything was behind closed doors. So no one's seen our closeness. Yeah,
because I feel like even I'm sitting there kind of rooting for you and Chase secretly, and then you're just like, yeah, so I really like Joey. And I'm like, right, but like, what about Chase? Like,
everyone does that, and I get it because like people get so invested. And honestly, watching it, I got invested into me and Chase. I was like, damn, like, fuck, what's going to happen? So I get it. I totally get it. But I'm like, oh, I gotta do what's best. I don't know. For you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That's cute. Well, that's fun that you're going to see, you're going to Miami next week and then you're coming to LA?
Yeah. So I'm going to go to Miami, spend time with Joey and his friends. I love his friends. And then go to LA together.
What was your most embarrassing moment on the show?
Oh my God. When I hit my head when I was kissing Chase. 100% easy.
I forgot about that.
That was so fucking embarrassing. Like you're trying to be so sexy all white. And then after that, I forgot his name. So everyone's like, is this girl like all there in the head? I'm like,
wait, I love that. That was really funny.
We had really good memes. Me and Chase honestly had really good memes together. We just couldn't catch a break. Like the head thing, the cockroach thing. Like it was just...
the cockroach thing. Wait, and then the speaker lady was so funny when Joey went off on Chase and he was like, don't come at me, like blah blah blah, like she deserves to smile. And then the speaker lady, I forget, she made some comment like, okay, cue the cockroach. Oh, too soon. And
no, it's so true. The cockroach thing is actually so funny. Even there is a bit of TikTok that I saw, it's hilarious. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm just such a dork. I look at myself, I'm like, I'm actually a huge dork. I am.
No, you're not.
I could laugh about it.
No, I thought season two was so good. I like rewatched season one just to see. And I realized like season one, the only reason it was good is like Francesca and Harry made the show.
Yeah, they were the main. They were the main for sure. Of course.
Season two, there were so many couples. There were so many like love triangles and like love stuff. And you guys were like clicking with one another way more. Like it was so obvious. Like season one, I'm not going to lie. Like people really came for Francesca the first and second episode. I never even realized until I rewatched it. And it was just like,
wait, people came for her in what way?
Like when they did it, when Harry threw her under the bus and said that she kissed him. I never... It was actually really funny. I didn't see that coming. I didn't realize that happened. So
it was like the probably the it girl. She was obviously like the it girl on the season one. Did I finish watching it? I don't even know if I finished all of it, but I knew that she heard Harry were at the big ones, obviously. I mean,
yeah, but season two was actually better. Like I'm not gonna lie. Like season two was better because there was just so much more happening and you had so many.
It was so funny.
What?
I think it was just so funny. Season two was just so funny. Like Melinda and Marvin were hilarious. Melinda makes me die laughing.
Yeah, Melinda seems really funny. And she's so like, when she liked Melinda and Marvin, the reason I really liked to watch their relationship because I felt like it was the most honest one because that's how you know when someone likes you is they have to go and like other people to talk to other people. And as much as I hated seeing that part because I wanted to be like, that guy's such a dick. But I was like, in real life, that would be actually what would be happening in real life. the only way you know if you like this person is if you talk to a few other people and then you realize, you know what, they're nothing compared to this person. And that's how you get to really develop real feelings. So he was actually taking the regular steps. But because everyone expects on a reality show, you meet someone, you're like, okay, you're the one. But like, I don't know you yet. I don't have any challenges in front of me.
I want time to figure it out. No, it's so true. I think Belinda and Marvin both played it so good. I think they both played like each other. Like Belinda knew how to get him pissed off. Like she was good at that. Like she knew what was going to hit his button. And I think he did the same to her. So they both just had that like back and forth. And that was good. Like, honestly, I'm usually like that with guys. I'm usually like F off and then come here and then F off. You know, like that's normal. Like, you know, but they both played it good. I think she handled him the best way any girl in the house could handle him, because I wouldn't have been able to, you know what I mean? Like she was like, she went at him. Like for me, I think I probably would have just been like, oh, you know what I mean? But she was like, nope. Like he's getting a taste of his medicine.
Yeah, no, I would act like her, but I check out really easily. That's like one of my biggest flaws. Yeah. Like the smallest thing happens that bruises my ego. I'm just like, I don't need this. And I'd be like, never speak to me again. Like I'm good.
Me too. But like, I'm not good. Like, catch you later. I don't have the time. I'm like, there's so many other people out there.
No, I'm like, catch you later. And then I'll sit there and I'll be like, why are you not begging for my love? I'll be like, I never want to be with you. You don't deserve me. And then I'll sit there and I'll be like, he's coming back any second now. And then he doesn't.
And then when they don't, it's like, excuse me. Hello? You didn't find better. Where do you think you've gone?
Then I get drunk and I text them and I'm like, where are you?
I can't wait to party when I'm in LA. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, we're going to party together when you come to LA. So
yeah, that's what I mean. We're going to go, let's get crazy.
I know. Oh, is Joey going to come?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, he is.
Okay. That's fun. Wait, so the biggest question everyone wants to know, but I guess technically I know the answer. Are you currently single?
Yeah. Oh, oh my God. I don't even know. I would say yes. But then no.
Oh. You're like, emotionally, I'm not single. Physically, I am.
I knew this was coming. I'm going to wait until I see Joey in Miami next week. And then I'm going to figure out what I want to do. I haven't seen him in months. So for me to say that I'm off limits to everyone when I haven't even seen the guy in a couple months would just be unfair. So I'm going to say I'm single, but I am obviously talking to Joey and I do have an interest in Joey.
Aw. Are you the type of person that like once you like someone, like all eyes are on that person, you don't think of anyone else? Or do you always keep your options open? Which one are you?
A little bit of both. If I'm like dating a guy, I'm like 100% invested in them. But I would say I'm 100% invested in the beginning. And then I get bored pretty quickly. I think I don't know if it's a Gemini thing or if it's a girl thing or it's my age thing or it's just a Carly thing. I can get bored pretty quickly. And then once it's a few months in, I'm like, then I'll maybe start wandering. But it's because a guy just has to keep it interesting. You know?
Yeah. I like it when a guy's really into me. Like the minute a guy even looks at another girl, like I won't show it, but I'll be like, she can have you. I don't want to do this.
No, you want a guy that's obsessed with you. I get it. That's what I like too. I want to feel like I'm his number one in his world. Otherwise it's like, you're not going to be number one in my world.
Yeah. I get really obsessed whenever I like someone, but like they don't know about it, which I wish I could be more open. I think it's very Scorpio of me. I keep my cards really close to my heart. So I'll be like really obsessed with someone. And then the person will be like, I can't even tell if you like me. And I'm like, I think about you all the time. Yeah, and they're like, why don't you call me?
You're my phone background.
Literally. Like I like will stalk them. I think about them all the time. I just won't text them or call them. Cause I just like, don't know. I didn't. That actually is one of the girls in the show, Larissa. I really understood her on the show when she talked about her father passing away and not growing up with the close relationship with her dad, because then when Larissa was getting close with Nathan and then Nathan opened up and started crying about his ex-wife, I was dying at that moment. Like my heart broke for her because I knew that everyone watching the show is going to look at those two and it's going to look at Larissa and it's going to say she's so heartless because she wasn't physically touching him and comforting him. And I could tell that's what he needed when he was crying. But I knew that when she talked about her father, she didn't grow up with physical touch, which I also didn't. So I could so relate in that moment that I was like, fuck, like she wants to comfort him and she doesn't know how to touch because she didn't grow up with touch. And that's why she's not able to right now hold him and hug him, which is what he needs. And he's going to think that she doesn't care about this current moment. Like he's going to
like what she did.
Which she did. But I knew he thought she didn't care. I could feel it. And I was like, that's so crazy to watch it from outside. Like, I just want to be like, hey, she cares.
You've gone through that, so you understand. For me, I didn't even see that part. Honestly, if I'm being honest, right when the first episodes came out, my anxiety was so bad. So I literally just skipped through to every thing of me. Yeah, yeah, I mean, of course, I would do that. I was too. Like, what did I do? How? Because I hadn't seen. I had no idea what the hell they were putting in or whatever. So I was like, whoa, like, who? What did I say? What did I do? Am I with Chase? Am I not with Chase? Whatever. So I just skipped through to be. I want to go through and I do want to watch it from the beginning. Now knowing how my story was and who I ended up with, I want to go back and rewatch it. But I didn't know that. But yeah, I did feel bad for Larissa. That workshop was just hard in general.
Yeah. No. I mean, I understand where she's coming from. It took me years to have to learn how to have physical touch. Like, I've talked about it on Harry's podcast. I've even talked about it on my episode when he came on my episode. And I've talked about it before briefly about like having daddy issues and all that, where like now my one of my love languages is touch, but it wasn't before. I used to look at I had a boyfriend on and off for 8 years. And I remember I used to just look at him. Sometimes I just wanted to hold him and touch him and kiss him. But like, it felt so weird and not natural to me.
Yeah, of course.
That like, I just didn't know how to do it. And I would just look at him and I would just be like, fuck, I wish I could hug you right now.
And yeah, I mean, like my best friend growing up, she was the same way. She and my mom will still joke about it. She's like, you know, you're the only girl that she'll let you hug because she's not like if you hug her, she'd be like, you know what I mean? Like she was like, she did one of those things. She didn't have a steady dad in her life as well. And I think maybe that could stem from it, but I totally, totally get it. I'm the opposite. I'm like so touchy.
I'm touchy now, but I used to be very jealous of people who were touchy. I was just like, it's
so cool. Because you wanted to do that, but you couldn't bring yourself to. That's sad. I'm sorry.
I like wanted people to always hug me and I didn't know how to ask for it. So I would just be like.
But at least you're working on it. You recognize that and that's something you want to work on and you're working on it. Like you don't need to respect that. Some people can look at the fault themselves and they're like, I'll deal with it later. You know what I mean? Not that that's a fault. Not saying you have to be able to love people, but I'm saying if that's something that's important for you to learn, it's good you're trying to learn it.
I'm obsessed with like physical touch because I didn't grow up with it. So now that's all I want to do is give that.
It's just hugs. So we're just going to be hugging all week?
Yeah. We're going to do so much more than just hugs.
We're just going to be cuddling all week with your cat.
Okay. What's the craziest rumor about you that you've ever heard?
Ooh. So when I was in high school, there was this rapper that everyone thought that I slept with, and to this day people probably still think I do, and I just never did. I never did. Like, it wasn't a thing. It was just crazy. And I was just like, and I was like, yeah, I think I was like 18 and he was like a lot older too, so it just like wasn't a good look. And I remember my brother heard it because people his age were saying it, and I remember just like the backlash I got from my brother was just bad. Like, that was terrible, but it wasn't true. I'd be honest, like, I don't care. I'm fucking open book now. Wasn't true. Never slept with him. You're from my high school. You know what I'm talking about? No, I did not sleep with him.
On the show, you said that you're a man eater. What does that mean to you?
I don't even remember saying that. Like, I honestly don't remember saying that. I mean, maybe just like, I'm quick to be with someone and then just to kind of drop them off really quick. Like you said, like if someone pisses you off, you can mentally check out pretty quickly. I guess that's just what I mean. I don't mean necessarily like eating.
Right. I would hope not. Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah. I feel you. I have not eaten a man in a while. I'm a pretty strict.
I've never even done anal.
You've never done anal? Mm-mm. That's okay. You're still young.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a very sexual, like I'm not a super sexual person.
You're not?
Which is funny. No.
What does that mean? You're not sexual? Meaning like you don't care to have a lot of sex, or you're just like not promiscuous? Like you don't sleep around?
Yeah, like I just don't really care to have sex. Like I probably like if I'm dating someone, I'm more sexual, but I'm still working through like body issues. I feel like that's just normal. And so like for me to be like naked in front of someone, it's like really like a lot. Even with like my last boyfriend, like same thing. Like I just was very like, I don't know, closed off with my body. Like I'm just very like, I'm scared to like, maybe like, I don't even know, just like for people to judge me. I guess, which is crazy because you look on Instagram and you're probably like, oh, she's so confident. No, she's posting in bikinis. But then like in the bedroom, like I'm not that super confident.
But you know, like you sharing this is going to help so many other women listening, because like when you just look at you, you're like so beautiful. You're so high. You have such a nice body. Like you would never expect you to have these insecurities, which is usual. Like we always forget not to judge a book by its cover. So like you being open about it and being like, I'm not a sexual person because I don't feel 100% about my body. Like that is something that most women go through. So you're helping so many other women feel like they're normal for experiencing those emotions too.
100% normal. And that's just something like, and I got a therapist right after I came back from shows, like, look, I need for my mental health. I have really bad anxiety. I take anxiety medication. I always have had anxiety my whole life. I come from a line of like really like mental illness and stuff. And I was like, I got to get a therapist. And one thing that I'm working through right now is like being more sexual. And like, that's one thing I'm working through because I don't want to be the girl with someone and not being able to like share my body with them. But like, yeah.
I agree with you. And I've talked about it yesterday. I was FaceTiming with my friend who's going to turn 30. He's a boy though, so it's a little different, but I told him like, there's something that happens when you turn 30. Like when I turn 30.
I've heard this.
Oh, you have.
When I from you, I've just heard that when you turn 30, it's like, you're like, you're a new person.
You are like, people don't even understand. Like, it's so crazy. The way I was in my 20s, my insecurities, like I was not a whole woman. Like, I don't know how to explain, but when I turned 30, suddenly I looked in the mirror and it's just like, you look in the mirror and you're like, holy fuck, you are so fucking hot. You are beautiful. Like, you just start to love every inch of your body. And you're like, this is who I am at this point. You know, like I'm not changing. And like, I have never been more confident in my life than the day that I turned 30. And like, it's not the confidence. I'm the best looking I've ever been in my age now.
Yeah,
the confidence
gorgeous,
doesn't even compare to my, in my 20s. Like, I don't like you. It's like, it's just a really cool thing to look forward to. Cause a lot of people also think your life ends when you're 30. It doesn't, it starts.
Yeah. Like, I can't wait to feel like that. I can't wait to be like, I don't care what people say about me and I don't care. And I'm going to dress. I want even like going with my girlfriend's like, why are we wearing that new dress? And I'll buy clothes all the time. I'm not kidding you how many tags I have. And I'll be like, I'm going to be confident. I'm going to wear that dress. And then it comes to the night where I'm going out and I put a dress on. Nope, I'm not doing it. I'm going to put on sweatpants and a hoodie and go to a club. Legit. I'll go to a club with biker shorts on and an essentials hoodie. And that's fine with me.
You can be the prettiest girl in the room. But if you don't feel confident, you will become, you won't be noticeable. You can be the most average girl in the room. Like when I walk into the room, I don't believe in that moment that I'm the prettiest girl. I fake it. I pretend that I am. I tell myself that I am. I walk around making jokes. I like all my Instagram stories. I post a lot of the time, like just woke up really fucking sexy again. Like I don't believe it, but because I keep saying it, everyone else around me believes it. They're like, oh, that girl's the sexiest girl.
Yeah, it's a fucking mindset. You gotta start to believe it. And that's one thing that, you know what? And last night I was up till 4 when I was tossing and turning. I'm like, you know, because I haven't dealt with this many people following me in this amount of short of time. Like my engagement on Instagram is bananas within a week. It's nuts. And so I haven't dealt with it. So I'm tossing and turning. Like I want people to think the best everything of me. And that's something I need to learn is like, I need to just start telling myself like, who cares? I need to be my true self. Like, honestly.
Yeah, you got to remember that like people fell in love with you watching on the show because you were so real, because you were yourself. So just because you're going to gain followers, you don't want to suddenly change. It's suddenly going to wake up and you'll be like, hey guys, let me show you my morning routine.
I'm not going to do that. And that's, I want to start my own podcast and I was talking to my management about this and I want to be so real. I want to talk about mental health. I mean, I want to talk about tons of stuff on my body image. Like I want to be able to like use my platform, not just to like, which to each their own, but I want to be able to use my platform for like really good things and help girls. Cause the amount of DMs I'm already getting girls being like, I have confidence issues, what I do. And I'm like, I want to be able to answer every single girl. I really do. And I try to answer as many people as I can. And I'm like, I need to start like have a platform that girls can go and listen to something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And you have a very outgoing personality and you're just like very understanding too. And like your personality is fun. So like, I definitely see, cause everyone always says like, I want to start a podcast and something's like, I try not to roll my eyes, but I want to, cause I'm like, you're way too boring, but like, you're not. And like, I definitely see like your podcast doing really
you're
well.
You're like,
it takes work, but like, you're so talkative and you have good opinions and you can tell that you're also a very intelligent person. So I think you should definitely consider, like, I think a lot of people listen and you have really good opinions and I think you could help a lot of women, but it does make me really sad to hear that you're feeling insecure about your body. Like, I hate when I hear that from other women, especially someone as beautiful as you, but obviously that's your journey to figure out and to like learn. You'll get there when you will fully love yourself, but like, you know, you're so beautiful inside and out. So I really hope you figure that out.
As are you. You're gorgeous and you're nice. And like, that's the one biggest thing too. Like, you're nice. Like, you're welcoming. Like, when you message me, I was like, ah, like, you know what I mean? I love that. Like, I love when people, like, you have such a good, like, such a big following and you're like, I don't care. I like this girl. I'm going to follow her anyways, you know?
You know, I like being nice. I guess I've never really let the following get to my head because I've always looked at the bigger picture of things, which is mental health and me wanting to help people. So that's always been the goal for me. So my pursuit, I'm in pursuit of happiness and doing what makes me happy. I think like when you're on your deathbed, when you're going to die, you're not going to look back and be like, well, how many likes did I get on this picture?
Yeah, how many freaking followers? Yeah, no, I don't even, and that's the thing to people all the time in my life. Do you feel any different? No, I feel more anxiety maybe just to make sure that I'm like I'm being like myself online and whatever, but no, I feel no different. Like I honestly don't. I was walking in Toronto the other day and some girl ran up to me and she's like, "Hi, you got me from Toronto." And I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, this is weird. Like, yeah, like, Hello. Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
What you're going through is an experience that most people will never go through. So it is really crazy. I mean, I've never been on a reality show, so I also can relate. Like, I don't know what it's like to just grow, like, have fame overnight. Like, it must be insane.
It's a lot. It's good, though. It's a lot. I love it. I'm so blessed to have that opportunity. Like, it's a huge show. I'm blessed to even have been considered for it. And I know that I can recognize that. That's why I'm like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Just die out. I want to do something.
Are your parents really proud of you?
Yeah. My dad doesn't really get it.
My dad didn't get it either. Like,
he doesn't get it. And like, my dad's like, kind of like, he's pretty sick. Like, he's been sick my whole life. So just like mentally, he doesn't really get it. But my mom like is obsessed with it. She's like, oh my God, she thinks it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad took a while to understand what I was doing on the internet too. Like, he just didn't get it. He was like, so you're going to finish your accounting exam? Yeah. What's the deal?
So you're going to make money online? Like, how? You're like, ooh, I don't know how to explain it. Your job's going to be online. You're like, yeah, it's actually a great way.
Did this make you closer with your family?
The same. Honestly, made me closer to my therapist.
Okay. That's good.
I cried to my therapist the other day. She's like, I'm so proud of you. I was like, I just bawled. I was like, I haven't heard that. It's nice to hear that.
Aww.
Oh, no. Really, my gosh, it's fine. That was not meant for that. Yeah.
What's your advice to women out there to get over somebody that they're hurting over?
That's a good question. Keep yourself busy. Honestly, like, that's like the best thing. Time heals everything. Like, I think the time's the biggest thing. You can go and sleep around if that makes you feel better. You totally can. I've done that before where I broke up with an ex and I was like, I'm just gonna bang guys just to like make myself feel better. But for me now, being in relationships, that actually is the complete opposite. When I go through a really bad breakup, I don't want to sleep with anyone. I'm the complete opposite. I don't want to go on dates. I don't want to do that shit. I don't want to be around guys. I don't want to be around no man. I want to be with my girlfriends and going out and having fun. And reading, I used to read a lot. Journal, I love to journal. Therapy's great too. I think therapy's amazing.
I agree. Are you open to finding love now?
Not really. Honestly, yeah, I guess. But I'm so focused on my career this year. I want this whole year to be about my career and things that I want to do and get shit done.
Wait, I also didn't realize.
If a boy comes along, then yeah. But if a boy comes along, then great. But.
Well, you're literally seeing a boy in a week, but yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see. I just mean, like, if it really happens that we end up together, then sure, but like, not focused on.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense based on how you explain how you are, why you are, not that you're minimizing next week. I think you're just protecting yourself. So you're downplaying it because you don't know what's going to happen next week. So you don't want to sit here and be like, I mean, of course I'm ready to find love. I found it with Joey. He's the one.
And then you're on the way. No, you're right. No, you can like call me on my, like, you can call me. It's good. You're calling, saying what I am. So.
Okay. So one thing I didn't know that I'm just finding out, you have a huge following in OnlyFans.
Do I actually? It's not that many.
Well, when did you start having it? I think a lot of the castmates decided to start doing it because it's like really popping for them right now.
Yeah. So my old roommate used to had it before I went on the show, and I always thought about it, but I was like, nah. And when I got back from the show, I started it because I wanted like my username and everything. So I had the page up, but I didn't post anything. And then when I got management, that's when I was like, let's do it. And so my management really like was like, yeah, let's get it done. Let's do it. I don't post any nude really on it.
Yeah.
At least not yet, but.
Okay. I have two last questions for you. All right. The first one is, no, three. The first one is, what are three things about yourself that you love the most?
I'm friendly, determined for sure. I love, like, I'm a workaholic. I love it. And a third one. Oh, that's sad. That's depressing. I can't come. Friendly, determined. I don't know. I can't think of.
Let me see. Let me think of three things that I love about myself. I love and hate how much I overthink. But
oh yeah, like, I'm an overthinker.
Wait, so I actually hate that. So I love my empathy about myself and how much I am touched by other people's emotions. I love how deeply I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how I never give up, even in moments where I feel defeated. I kind of get back up again really quickly without feeling like I feel like I've always been there for myself. So I love that about myself.
Those are really good. Mine sound terrible. I'm not sure. Nice. Friendly.
It's okay. like I said, I'm telling you, it's something when you hit 30, it takes training to like be open with yourself about things that you love about yourself and things that you don't love about yourself. And like, it's an, like right now me telling you, it felt uncomfortable because it's not, if it's uncomfortable to say things you like about yourself, it's weird.
No, it's good though. I haven't been asked that in a while. So it's a good question. Like, I'm going to start journaling. Maybe I'll start journaling things. Like
about so that. Try again. What are three things you love about yourself?
I guess, yeah. Like I empathetic was a great one. So that's only a skill of yours. Empathetic. I would say like, honestly, like giving everyone a chance. Like I don't like judging people from what other people say. I guess that would be one is like having my own judgment. I don't care what other people think about other people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if someone's going to say this about you. I'm going to form my own opinion about you before I like or dislike you. And then I guess I like that I really care about people and I really care about helping people. That would be my three. I really care about helping people.
I love that.
Young girls, young boys, anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you look for in a guy?
Personality.
That's what you're attracted to.
Being nice, making me laugh, good guy, loyal.
What's your physical type?
I don't care
type?
About looks.
Oh, you don't go for looks.
No, every guy I've ever dated is different. Different height, different hair color, different ethnicity. I don't care. Doesn't bug me. I'm completely open to everything. More just personality. Good guy. Makes me feel good. And also a guy that makes me feel like I can like call at like 3 a.m. if I'm like crying and he's there for me. Like just having someone there. Like that's one big thing. Cause I don't really lean on anyone. So.
What's your favorite thing about Chase?
You know what? Since the house, that he's been there for me.
Where
he's been there in times. Yeah. Where he's been times when I'm like upset or if I'm dealing with maybe like some rudeness online, he's there to like pick me up. Like he's just been there. He's just been consistent. I guess that's what I'd say. He's been a consistent friend to me.
What's your favorite thing about Joey?
He's goofy. He's funny. He's just fun to be around.
Interesting. Do you feel like you can call him at 3 a.m. to vent?
Yeah, but he probably wouldn't answer it. He sleeps so early.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say I guess I would say I'm more, talk to Chase more.
Okay, so on that note, let's leave it at that. Interesting.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. Yeah, it's all up in the air.
I can tell. Okay, it seems like you still may have some feelings for Chase, but that's for you to figure that out. Like, that's not for me. I'll feel that. Okay, so what's next for Carly?
Next for Carly is going to LA and getting my life freaking started, getting the brands, getting people I want to work with, getting a podcast. There's just so many things I want to do. I have to narrow it down, obviously, to a couple things that I really want to do. So I guess it's just figuring out like who I want to work with, what I want to do, what's important to me, just things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where can people find you?
All everywhere. I'm mainly on Instagram the most. That's where I am the most, but Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, OnlyFans, Fanchella.
Is it all just your full name, Carly Lawrence?
Yeah, Carly Lawrence. And then my TikTok is Carly Lawrence 6.
Okay, but your Instagram is Carly Lawrence _. So Carly Lawrence _, and then TikTok is what?
Carly Lawrence 6.
Okay, cool.